The Prime Minister says the Coalition wants to kill Medicare. He was responding to a statement from the opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull today that in an ideal world, every Australian would have private health insurance. Kevin Rudd said he was stunned to hear that statement and he interpreted it as a plan by the Coalition to kill off Medicare. But Mr. Turnbull has reaffirmed his commitment to keeping Medicare and dismissed the attack as an attempt to deflect attention from the government's ballooning debt. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
The big difference between the government's budget and the opposition's alternative is that Malcolm Turnbull wants to ditch the government's plans to means test the 30% private health insurance rebate and instead jack up the tax on tobacco. The 12.5% tax hike would push up the price of cigarettes 75 cents a pack. The opposition says it had raised the same amount of money the government was hoping to achieve through its private health insurance changes. On ABC Radio in Hobart, Malcolm Turnbull explained his objections to means testing the rebate.
If you discourage any group of Australians to take out private health insurance, the ones that will pull out are the younger and the healthier ones. And the ones that will be left in are the older and less healthy ones. They will end up having to pay a lot more, and overall, everybody will suffer. In an ideal world, every Australian would have private health insurance. Mm. That would be the best outcome.
The Prime Minister leapt on the latter part of that answer to claim the Coalition was preparing to axe Medicare.
Mr. Turnbull, for the first time, has said that all Australians should have private health insurance. That means the end of universal public insurance through Medicare. Up until today, there has been no debate about the abolition of Medicare. What Mr. Turnbull and the Liberals have indicated today is that Medicare does not have a future under a future Liberal government. So bring back work choices, that's strategy one, and strategy two is the abolition of Medicare. This is a stunning statement. I did not believe I would hear this from a Liberal leader. I thought this debate was put to bed a decade and a half ago.
Malcolm Turnbull says that's a load of tosh.
His claims are completely groundless. Over the term of the last government, Medicare funding increased by 48% in real terms. And as well as supporting Medicare, the Coalition also lifted private health insurance levels from 34% of the population to 44% of the population. So we support private health insurance, but it is additional to Medicare. Mr. Rudd is desperately trying to distract attention from his failed budget and his ballooning debt and deficit, and to cover up for his outrageous broken promise to maintain the private health insurance rebate.
Both men spent much of today spruiking their respective fiscal blueprints, and just like door-to-door salesmen, their messages were imbued with a touch of theatrics. Malcolm Turnbull spoke off the cuff for half an hour in Sydney at lunchtime, telling his audience the change in private health constitutes one of the biggest broken election promises in history.
But one of those measures is probably the most flagrant breach of an election promise in my lifetime. I cannot think of a worse example. Everybody knows that the Labor Party hates private health insurance. They hate the private sector. They particularly hate the private health insurance because it supports the private side of the health industry, be it medical services or be it hospitals. It enables people to have choice. Labor hates choice. They hate freedom.
And the Prime Minister says Mr. Turnbull's failure to outline an alternative debt level in his budget reply last night means the opposition leader has effectively endorsed the government's debt and deficit strategy.
Despite all the bluster on debt and deficit, by indicating that he'll be voting for the budget, he has confirmed that the Liberals' debt and deficit strategy is not 1 cent less than the government's, and will not be repaid one day earlier than the government's. That's the bottom line, despite all the bluster.
And bluster's companion, bluff, has also been at work this week, with the Prime Minister's threat of an early election if the budget isn't passed. The opposition leader says if that's the case, bring it on.
Whenever he wants to go to the polls, we will meet him. Whenever he wants to go to the polls, we will be there standing up for the values that have made Australia great. Values of fiscal discipline, of enterprise, of energy, of optimism, of opportunity. Those values that our party has stood for year after year after year.
As to the opposition's suggested tax hike on cigarettes, the government says that's already under consideration in the Henry Tax Review, not due until the end of this year. And the government might also have to wait for its private health changes, with a Senate inquiry highly likely.
Sabra Lane.